It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 20th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is neoteric, spelled N-E-O-T-E-R-I-C. Neoteric is an adjective that means recent in origin. It's a synonym of the word modern. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Wall Street Journal by Jacob Gallagher. From the runways of Paris to the boutiques of New York to the time-sucking scroll of my social media feeds, it seemed as if every few weeks I encountered some neoteric innovation that made me smirk or scratch my head, sometimes simultaneously. An odd thing about neoteric is that this word for things that are modern and new is itself rather old. It's been part of English since at least 1596, and its roots go back even further, to ancient Greek. We adapted the word from the late Latin word neotericus, which also means recent. Neotericus, in turn, comes from the late Greek word neoterikos, and ultimately from the Greek word neos, meaning new or young. As old as its roots are, however, neoteric itself entered English later than its synonyms modern, which appeared earlier in the 16th century, and newfangled, which has been with us since the 15th century. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.